There's the man.
There we go. I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. You are so very welcome, Mr. Crowfoot. It's taken me, what, 5 sessions, 6 sessions, and I think I might have it dialed in, maybe. There's hope. And his name is Vance. There's hope. 25 years, a quarter of a century, and I think I might have this thing figured out. Maybe. And then some of you are going, oh, that's terrible. That means I'm hopeless. Because it took him 25 years. Oh, my goodness. Happy President's Day to everybody.
Oh, yes. Happy President's Day.
I trust it was good. Our eldest daughter reported that being at a university that was started by our founding fathers, some of whom were presidents, she still cannot figure out why she doesn't get this day off of class. she's really confused. Yeah. So I tell people when they've never heard of American University, I say, well, it's a fairly new school. It was started in the early 1800s.
Yeah. That sounds
but,
like
Newcastle. Yeah, exactly. It's
only 42 years old. Most people don't know.
Exactly. So, hey, let's, before we do roll call and find out who's on the line, let's just jump on in, and I don't have my, or do I? Oh, I do. The only way that I can cheat is if I have my phone, because I took that screenshot that I sent to most of you, the ICANN mantra, but I'd like to start out by reciting it. I think we've memorized, 5 of the 6 stanzas?
Yeah, this was 5.
This was 5, right? Okay. So why don't we, for the sake of some sort of sanity, if we're, should I go through the whole list of conference call etiquette? If we're shuffling papers, frying bacon, that's probably not happening right now, flushing toilets, giving directions to the mall, snoring, or we're near somebody that's snoring, if any of the above or all of the above describe the domicile or the area where you're at, maybe you could hit *6 and you can recite it so only you can hear it. But the rest of the noise really gets to be a bit much. Most of the talking devices that we use in the 21st century, those microphones are really, really sensitive. So unless there's a Kinko Air unit softly wisping in the background, anything and everything else we can hear. Okay, and I've got a little conference call questionnaire for you coming up that Larry and I were discussing this morning, and hopefully it'll help based on the texts that I received today from a variety of different people. And I think at this stage in the game, halfway through, it could be really helpful for a lot of us. So, we ready to recite? Starting from the top? Yes?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the spirit, Jeannie. That's what we want to hear. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. My
I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions.
My I can attitude
and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day.
My I can attitude
means forming positive habits.
I will choose my words carefully to reflect
I can attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers.
My I can attitude
allows me
clients to add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. My I can attitude only builds value in my brand These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in complete wellness, making me a go-to resource for my target group. My I-can attitude will help my clients
see their current situation in life through the five pillars.
Showing
them what the future could
look like
will create the awareness
they will
require to advance.
Okay, first questionnaire. Just say yes or no. If you're not on the line, then you can't answer this one. But I'm just going to run down based on voices that I've heard and just say yes or no. And we're not being graded, and this is not legalistic. I'm just curious where we're all at, okay? And there's a method to this madness. Some of you are going to say, where on earth are you going? No more Venezuelan coffee beans for you, Vance, because your brain is obviously on overdrive. And I think it was the vigorous shoveling for an hour and a half. I mean, you ever move 2 inches of snow over an eighth of a mile driveway? It's a really good workout. But here's my first question. Have you been able to memorize up to that point those first five stanzas, can I call it that, of the I Can attitude? Just simply yes or no. Okay? That's what we want to hear from. So Jeannie, Zeta.
Yes.
Okay. Rita.
No, I have before, but I need to. So
okay.
I would say no.
Okay. Molly?
No.
No. Sandy?
No.
No? Okay. Judy?
No.
Okay. Vera? Larry? We lost Larry.
No, there, I heard you. No.
No, okay. Steve? And Steve might be unable to respond.
I didn't hear the question then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you been able to memorize up to the fifth stanza of the I Can mantra?
No.
No, okay. Sandra and Al?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. Catherine? Okay. Carol? John? Okay. Linda?
No.
Okay. Joanne?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Let's see. Pam? Tyra? It's Tyra, not Tyra. Tyra.
Yes. Tyra.
Yes.
No.
No. Okay. Janice?
No.
That's a no. And I don't know if Bobby is with us or not. I always ask. And what about Hattie Jane?
No.
No? Okay. So based on that, what's that?
I read it better.
You. That's good. Okay.
That's an A.
So Jeannie Zeden is the overachiever in the group.
Yep.
Or she's just gifted with memorization or something rather. But please, at this stage in the game, don't beat yourself up if it's not flowing naturally. Just figure out a way to make it your own. Change the words around if you have to, but because it should just literally flow off your tongue like it does. I slept in this morning to 6:42? Which is a rare to me, because usually I'm waking up like 2 hours before that. But I decided, you know, I'm not going to recite that before my feet hit the floor. I'm going to recite it later. And I did. When different things were going on today, it just flows off. Okay, that was questionnaire number one. Questionnaire number two, and I'm just going to go based on that order from top. It's just a random order again. These are not alphabetized at all. including tonight's call, in any other conference call or Zoom or Skype or anything else. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Nikan. It could be any other thing, any other technology that you were part of that was a live event. I'm curious the number. So this would be one. If you're on this call, this would be one. But in the last 7 days, think in your mind, how many other conference calls or Skypes, like if you caught Dave Johnson's live Zoom presentation on Saturday morning, or if you were on Saturday AM Live, or if you were on the Morning Rev, the text I sent out with Molly Simpson this morning, okay? Think back over the last 7 days. What was that number? How many were you on? And here's the second part of the question. And were you able to apply that when sharing and talking to Nikan to somebody else? Okay? And that can include what you learned from lesson number 6. Just short and sweet. Let me give you an example. Four for me. Yeah, four calls that I was a part of in the last 7 days, including this one tonight. And AutoShip allows Nikan to have a tighter control, tighter margins on their inventory. How did I apply that in sharing with Nikan? The benefit of why they can give a 25% discount. That's something I learned and applied to a gal that I introduced to AutoShip. Okay, does everybody understand the instructions now, the question? So how many conference calls you were part of, and then were you able to apply that to sharing some with Nikan? We don't need a 5-minute story, just 30 seconds or less. What was that one thing?
Hey, Dan?
Yes, Larry.
Good question. Can that number on the first part of the question include listening to a replay within, you know, a short time, or do you want it on actually live?
No. If it was a replay of, like, an interview or a YouTube video, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay? So, Larry, do you have your number? Why don't you go first?
Well, I guess if I can do that, I would say 4 or 5. I'm not sure. I think it was 4, probably. The thing that probably helped me the most was the breakdown of the Access Experience Price Product Service on this lesson, which was, you know, I don't know, it was about the middle of the lesson. And when they talk about inspire me with an assortment of products that I don't know about, referring to the new customer or the existing customer, and I think I've been able to do that at least 3 times this week with people that I'm working on from this. You know, I've enrolled 3 this month so far. I've showed it to another one that is still procrastinating, and there's a couple more from the month before that I'm trying to keep things in front of them so that they can either lose interest or get interested, one or the other, I guess, you know.
Okay.
And it really takes more than one of these things, Access, Experience, Price, Product, or Service. It really takes all of them.
Okay.
You just have to let it flow with what the person is asking for.
Right. Okay. Great. Thank you, Larry. And I'm going to come full circle, Larry. I'm glad you went first, because I'm going to come full circle right back to you after everybody else gets a turn. Okay. Patty Jane, how many an application?
I'd say 6.
Okay.
And being able to share with someone that I met that they came and joined me to watch a presentation, and reassuring that we did this as a cooperative effort throughout the group, the system, so that we're really sharing the world of Nikan throughout the country and the world.
Excellent. Okay. Janice, how many for you?
Thank you. Thank you for calling on me because I have to go to another meeting. I was in on 4 meetings, and it always just gives me the confidence to anybody I'm talking to, you know, to share more confidently. And I was sharing with a number of my team today, and it just gives me more confidence. The more I know and the more I, you know, get myself involved in this and the excitement. I love to keep my excitement up, as you all know.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah, I'm going to go deliver some products, so I will talk with you all later.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Janice.
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Tyra, what about you? How many and applications?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, go for it.
Oh, okay. 4, I would say 4.
Okay.
And for me, I would say following up, and one of my customers is a good friend of mine that lives in Berkeley, California. She's totally disabled, but she talks to people. And so I'm working more closely with her. She was on the Saturday Nuke and Advantage call. She missed half of the call, but she was on part of the call. And I would say enough to create a list of names, referrals, and we actually did a 3-way with one of her referrals. The lady wasn't interested, but another call we made, the lady was interested. So
okay.
Just follow up, keep following up, and I'm working to turn this customer into a consultant.
Yay. Excellent. Okay. Steve? And again, I should have asked Steve via text if he was on the clock tonight, because I don't know if he can...
No, I'm off the clock.
Oh, okay. So how many for you in application?
You know, I would say... I think I was on 4 calls.
Okay. An application
and
for you?
I'd probably say I used 2 or 3.
Okay.
You know, with people.
Okay, give us an example of great details, but...
Well, I can't think of, you know, anything specific at the second, but...
Okay, but you did, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I shared information from those calls with other people. Some of it with my wife because of issues she's going through,
okay.
Some of it with other people at church and my friends at work and stuff. So, but,
okay,
that was too long ago.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
It's not
thanks.
Not written down, so it's lost.
No. That's fine. Trust me. I just sprung this on you. I didn't even give anybody a heads up. So this is being instant in season and out. Al, Sandra, how many between the two of you that you can remember, and then application of it? Or actually, do you remember the specific situation that you used it and something that you learned this week?
We did 3 each. And we are definitely inviting more people over and sharing broader, and we allowed consultants even to say that they could bring their people. And the 3-way I did with Tyra was really good and exercised more understanding, more listening skills, wanting a higher quality of connection.
Excellent. Al, what about you?
He's looking at me. He said it's same for him.
Oh,
he's looking at me.
Okay, I'm not gonna plead and beg. Molly, how many conference calls, Zooms, that kind of thing? How many were you on this week in the last 7 days, and application of it?
Well, I just used YouTube. I didn't apply, for the real situation.
Okay. So give us an idea of how many YouTube videos you watched this week.
2.
Okay. And
so,
did you make it on the morning rev this morning to hear Molly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. I'm familiar with Molly Simpson. I attended her camps, I think 2 years ago.
Okay.
She was so enthusiastic and initially.
Okay.
I didn't have a time to share with anybody. And I went to YouTube and I watched Dr. Gary.
Okay, excellent. Okay, I want to keep the ball rolling here. Linda. Linda in Lakewood.
Yes.
How many for you and application?
I think I did four.
Okay.
And very motivated by, especially in today's class or lesson six, about establishing intimacy by doing something else can do that really stands out for me. This weekend, every year in the Northwest, there's a women's conference, and it's for women in business. There's going to be people from the local networks and whatnot there. It's in Seattle. And I plan on attending, and I'm going to use this to find some future customers / business builders by sharing the uniqueness of our brand and how we've helped millions of people over 42, 43 years by using that and plus the, customizing products, which I think the products pretty much do that themselves. But I'm just getting my things together to go out. Initially, I was going to get a table, but I think I'm just going to go as an attendee and listen to the workshops and meet up with people and women and see how I can really take this on a large global scale where there's thousands of women there in Seattle. So.
Wonderful.
That's
wonderful. Okay. Thanks, Linda. Let's see. Joanne.
Two.
Okay.
And I used one on a man that has very poor sleep. He snores so bad that it's driving his wife nuts, but he will not, to this point, admit he's got a problem. So I was pointing out on the sleep thing on Gary Linder, and he does have a problem, and so I'm going to pursue that. And then another one I used, what I've been doing is talking to people to find out what their needs are, and this one dog is so stiff-legged, and he's got a real problem. So I put one of the products on him, and within a few minutes he was walking better, so I'm just working on that we have something just about for everything, and I'm just finding out more and more what people's needs are and not showing them. I tend to before was showing them too much, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to say, pick out a few things because when you say too much, they don't see anything.
So it's sort of like offering them if you've ever eaten at TGI Fridays or the Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory is even worse than Fridays.
Yeah.
You present that menu, and you're going, good gracious, how do I pick?
Exactly. They don't. It's not believable either.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got such great stories. I just had a terrific one with a person that was in agony. And do you think anybody else, they look at you, and they don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. It's going to be... I'm going to back off and just not have it so outstanding. And then, Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, two. You're the least amount of everybody here. That's excellent. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean it to sound that way. That's not what I meant. Let me finish here.
I thought it was pretty good because I was out of town. I've been out of town for 5 days, so.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, it's quality, not quantity.
Exactly. No. I hear you. Jeannie, Zeden.
Okay, I beat everybody. I was on five.
Five. Okay. No, there's a couple that were. If you put Alan Sonder together, that's six. But
oh,
I don't
right.
know if there's three. But Hattie Jane had six as well. But so five. Okay. And
anyway.
Application of it, Jeannie.
It's about serving the customer's needs and not our personal goals or ambitions. And so I kind of like, she was just saying that to hear what they're saying and then offer a solution, a solution, not 100 solutions, you know, kind of a thing. So, and that's, it's really amazing how I've had to hold myself back. I just want to fire hose them and make it happen today. And so I have applied it twice this week, and it's been wonderful. Then I come home and tell Ricky the rest.
Yeah, there you go.
They need this, they need that,
You barf it all over your husband. That's what spouses are for, right?
He's so supportive in that.
Jeannie, how many nutritional solutions do we have?
Wow.
Off the top of your head, any idea? 20, 25, 30?
I think, 15? Yeah, I think probably 25 to 30.
17.
17, wow.
17.
Okay. That will help me.
They're getting more and more refined. It's a good idea. I can't keep up with the prices, especially when I hang out with somebody like Mr. Larry Hafner, who knows the prices, who actually looks at them. I thought I had them down. Now I just shoot them a ballpark figure amount because they keep changing them. So, but it's a really good idea to have an idea. Okay, I want to keep going here. Rita, how many calls and applications with you?
2 church Skypes and 4 Nikon.
Okay. Okay. So a total of 6. You're a high roller like Hattie Jane. Okay.
I forwarded the water videos, and like Jeannie, I geared when I was talking to people to the individual needs of the customer after listening to them. And the same with the flyer. What I thought, the flyer that I thought the girl would be interested in, her eyes just glazed over. And the little water flyer that's like a threefold. She loved that, saw that, and she said, can I have this one? I said, absolutely. So
wonderful.
I'll have an assort from now on.
Okay, so again, I hear a common theme. I think this is what we're picking up on, is really tailoring Nikon solutions to the person. But in order to do that, we have to, as Hattie says to me, I know, Daddy, listen as twice as much as I talk. Yeah, exactly. 2 ears, 1 mouth. Okay?
Did I mention the videos? I forwarded 3.
Okay. Great. Great. Judy, how about you? How many calls, YouTube, stuff that you took in this week and application of it?
3. And I talk mostly about the products to people.
Okay. And specifically something that you learned from one of those 3 that you were able to recite?
Oh, about the Meg strides and telling people how they work and how they make your feet and your whole body feel so much better. But I didn't get very far with that. They don't want to believe me on that.
Can I offer you a suggestion? I'm not putting you on the spot, but Larry and I experienced this last night at a presentation. If you guys want to hang out with, maybe you don't want to hang out with me, but if you want to hang out with a guy who really has some fun in presentations, come on out here or invite Larry and Pat to come hang out with you. And man, I'll tell you, it's a kick in the pants. Even if the car won't start afterwards and you get to drive through 4 inches of snow that dropped while you were at the presentation, and we weren't there that long, but it's a real kick. But, Judy, one of the things that we watched last night with this couple, Rod and Mary, is they start to get that glazed over look, and both of us recognized that, and we said, well, let us just show you. Rather than telling you, let us show you. And I'll tell you, the look on Mary's face when I was hanging off of her husband, who's, what is he, Larry, 81 or, I can't remember his age.
Yeah, 81, and he wasn't real good on his balance. When you didn't have to put a lot of weight on him to tip him back.
But I'm swinging off of their baby grand piano in his hands, and all I did is I asked Mary, I said, I want you to watch your husband's toes, and I want you to watch my toes. And I'm doing all kinds of calisthenics, gymnastics moves, you know, doing the Al Thornton running in the air routine. And she's just looking at me like, what just happened to my husband? Not that she was conveying that he's a wimp or, you know, but she saw that he kept tipping over before. So, Judy, my suggestion would simply be less talk, more demo. And if you're not comfortable, you call me and type in on YouTube, Niken Imstride, and you'll see the 4-minute video from Niken. That'll be the first one that pops up. And right somewhere close by that, there's this really good-looking young guy who does a demonstration with this beautiful gal by the name of Diane Cook, who's got 6 of the Niken products on her body. And when she steps on those insoles, she goes from, you know, Miss Wimpy to rock solid like Wonder Woman, you know, Batgirl, you know, you name the superhero. I mean, she does not budge. And it really, and if you're not comfortable with doing it that way, at least show the people. Say, hey, this is what can happen. And if they still don't believe you, say, well, let's just try it. Let's see what happens with you. Ask them, do they have any shoulder discomfort or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, and you don't have to swing and do all that calisthenic stuff. But at least let them see, and it always works better if there's somebody else there to watch and talk them through it. And you can, if you turn up the audio, you can hear how I talked Diane through. So that's my suggestion, less talk, more demo. Because I learned that years ago, and Mike DiMuccio reinforced it in San Antonio this year.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Does that...
Ben?
Yes, Molly.
This is Molly. The Chinese has many, many demonstrative kind of pictures. Like the feet, I carry the Chinese the pictures indicating which spot is the nerve from which part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I just show them the picture, and then I said, well, this is the Chinese medicine that teach us that there are 9,000 some nerves from all parts of the body, and the nerve ending on the feet. That's why the magnetic energy can carry from the feet to the rest of the body.
Exactly.
And so if you like the picture that I can send to you, and then you can send to everybody.
Please do, Molly, because I know that really helps to validate the fact of why Niken started with a pair of magnetic insoles.
Yeah, well, Japanese culture is very much adopted or learned from the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason that I know that it must be the same kind of concept.
Okay, on that same note, I don't want to deviate too much, but I'm going to put Rita on the spot because I think if any of you, I know, at least Rita is up there with us as far as her love for the Olympics. And Sandy, I haven't forgotten about you. Okay, I'm going to come right back, but I want to deviate here for just a second. The gal last night who is from, was she Japanese or Chinese? And I apologize because I forgot which country she's from. But part of her training before she takes the ice to do her speed skating thing. Rita, do you remember which one I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, no.
You didn't catch that one. Well, this gal, and again, I forget her name, the American had set the top speed, okay, in the short track. And they were showing how this gal, again, Chinese or Japanese, I don't remember which country she's from, but she balances on these wooden blocks because she knows that when she's perfectly balanced on these blocks, it replicates her being balanced on the full blade of her skate. Therefore, the most amount of contact with the ice is going to give her the greatest amount of speed. I'm sitting there watching that, literally in my mind, freaking out, going, balance, insoles, greatest amount of contact with what God put in the earth. Man, this preaches. And she just blew away the American. And I thought, it's coming down to balance. And exactly what Molly's saying, 90,000 nerve endings. I learned that from Dr. Mark Sussman and Dr. Bob Purdy, who talked to, they're both podiatrists, and they talked about that. Stan Bogus was another one. These guys were all colleagues together, and they talked about how the 90,000, but I learned that from listening to them, and then I share that with people constantly. Not because I'm a body physical guru. It's just you learn stuff and you share it with people. My I Can attitude allows me to teach clients something that will add value to their experience with me. That's all part of that. So sorry for that little deviation. Sandy, we're going to finish with you. How many calls and applications?
Four.
Okay.
And the thing I learned that kind of kept sticking out at me was I'm doing people a service by sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was kind of agonizing over the person, prospect that had the neuropathy in the feet. And so I sent him some internet information and kept doing well finally. I kept trying, and I used your idea of, hey, I didn't do text. I do text, but I think of it as not real communication. But anyway, I left him a voicemail and said, yes, I need to come text so I can ask a couple questions. So he texted me back. My daughter bought me magnets for my feet. And I kind of got to thinking, how can I really do a service here? And so I text him back, which that seems to be his preferred communication. So as much as I hate a long, arduous text, I kind of asked him, I hope they were Nikon because there's such a difference in quality with different brands. And if his daughter did this, oh, she quite possibly would be open to the other natural solutions they have. And maybe he could ask her if she'd like to talk to me about some of that. So, I don't know. Probably nothing will happen, but you never know.
Well, don't again, as we learn in lesson number 5, that fixed expectation is a recipe for disappointment. Because what I would do, this is something I learned again on a conference call from Jerry White, who used to be the head of the physical therapy department at the Shriners Hospital up in Spokane, Washington. And anytime somebody mentions, oh yeah, my daughter got me a pair of magnetic insoles, really? And if they ask, are Nikon better, or you're asking, I wonder what kind those are, could we get together? I'd love to know. I'd love to educate myself. What else is out there? But usually what people would ask, because Jerry was more of like a, he's really, really knowledgeable about how the body works, and somebody would ask him, well, I don't know, are these bracelets, these titanium bracelets better than, you know, Nikon's, or are Nikon's better? He said, well, I don't know. What are they doing for you? Well, when I wear them, I don't have the, well, I'd love to see those. I'd love to see how they compare.
Uh-huh.
Energy test them. You know?
Well, that would be great, but he is not opening the door for me in any way whatsoever. He doesn't want to be. But I knew that, so that's why I said, oh, I'd like to talk to your daughter, because she might be open about all the other things we have to offer, you know. So anyway, and then just in general, this thought of doing a service by, you know, informing people. And not that I've heard this before many times, but it just now is really resounding in my heart. And a nurse who's very with it and young and is a jazzercise speaks about sleep. And so I just thought, make this very simple. And I talked about my husband and how I only sleep 7 hours a night and you get your REM sleep. She was blown away. We ended up doing energy tests because I always take stuff with me to the other side. And she wouldn't give me her email, but she took a pamphlet and was very, very interested.
Good. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. And you, Sandy, you said four, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Mom, Vera, Carol, Catherine.
Oh.
Pam.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay, who's Vera, sorry. You say it's
oh,
me.
Oh, hi.
Okay, Vera, how many besides tonight's call and Saturday morning, because I believe you got to hear Pam Stanton, but...
Saturday, and your call, and then today, and Saturday we were with some friends.
Okay, so two calls is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And application of that, were you able to apply that?
Very much for myself, because whatever I heard on a Saturday call spoke to me so amazingly that I know I'm in the right place to be.
Okay, so I'm going to go, Vera, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. That you're talking about with Pam Shands, right? The daycare goddess, as I called her?
Yes, that's
that. Is that the one you're referring to, Vera?
Which one?
The one with Pam, the one that runs the daycare?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What about her? What about her story helped you as far as taking care of yourself?
It helped me a lot to realize that really, you know, what I go through, there is so many people out there going through also, and I know that Niken has an answer for all of this because their products are the exceptional, and I have lots of experience with them, and now it's my own test that I have to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue while taking them and tell others.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vera. Did I miss anybody else? And again, I'm just going... Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Okay.
It sounds like Catherine, correct?
Oh, we lost her.
We had her and then we lost her.
Can you hear me?
There we go, we can.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a new device and I don't have mastery, let's put it that way. So, between YouTube and call 5. And the one application involved listening more carefully with my husband when I introduced him to the Pymag water. And he is in a phase of life when his taste buds are really not that, you know, his taste. Has a taste is really diminished. And so I just listened to him. He's a scientist, and so he's really rigorous. And rather than getting back and forth, I just listened. So anyway, that's it.
Okay, again, coming back to that same common theme that we're really improving our listening skills. And what I noticed, and I said I'd come back full circle to Larry, is last night in our presentation, Larry said it almost as if he was, and I don't mean this in a really weird way, almost as if he was channeling Marty Jeffries, explaining the difference between durable and consumable and the benefits of Niken's autoship program. I just sat there and went, this is awesome. I even complimented Larry on our way home because it really was fun to be able to, because lesson number 6 to me should be labeled Autoship 101. I really feel that every NECAN wellness consultant, whether or not they want to do the whole ICANN series, but if they at least listen to lesson number 6, they'll understand the value from NECAN's perspective, why AutoShip is so crucial. It's absolutely crucial. It's far better to get somebody on AutoShip, and as if you crunch the numbers and pencil it out, you'll see that you make more money when they're not on AutoShip. But talk to Julie Clark, who I refer to as in the Rogers organization as the AutoShip Queen, and she'll tell you it's a whole lot easier to manage a whole mess of customers when they're on AutoShip than going through every month and putting orders in for them. And the trade-off is it's automatic, and it gives NECAN a better ability to control their inventory and to divert and see what products people are continually consuming so that they can, in turn, look at what they just did with not one, not two, not three, but 4 of our nutritional products. And I would highly bet that's because of AutoShip. So 64 different conference calls, YouTube videos, Zoom, in this group of 15 of us, 64 different things that we took in.
Wow.
That's a lot. The average is, if you crunch the numbers, the average is about 3.5 to 4, somewhere right in there. I didn't punch it in and do all the math. If you're more OCD than I am, you can do that if you want to. But my point is this. What I hear from the group is instant application. Please don't become the Dead Sea. If you're familiar with the Middle East, specifically Israel, they've got 2 main bodies of water. One is called the Dead Sea, one's called the Red Sea. They both have water coming in, but the Dead Sea, there's no outlet. And anytime you have water coming in without an outlet, it becomes stagnant. It's great, the salt content, it's great if you want to float in it. However, the principle here, the point is, as I learned from a gentleman by the name of Chip Littlejohn years ago, we don't get paid for conferencing. We don't get paid for conventioning. We don't get paid from going to event to event, watching YouTube video after YouTube video. We get paid when my ICANN attitude allows me to teach clients something that will add value to them. Take what you learn. Put it somehow in your vernacular. We should become literally walking encyclopedias of all these tidbits. Here's another tip. Rather than say, oh, I was on this conference call this week, and I heard this doctor talking about blah, 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 blah. Here's a simple way to spin it. So you're name dropping, or it adds more credibility. Just change it to this way right here. Are you ready? I was on the phone this morning with Dr. John Jackson. And he was, yeah, you're laughing, aren't you, Rita?
Yep.
Because why does that, Rita, why does that sound different or better than I was on a conference call with this guy by the name of Dr. John Jackson?
Sounds more official.
Or more personable.
Personal, yeah. One-on-one.
One-on-one, yeah. But, and I'm not lying or I'm not being deceptive.
Nope, you're not.
Because John and I dialogued this morning. You dialogued with John. We dialogued with John and Tiffany and Norma and Herb, and it was a live conference call. You may not even dialogue. You may be more of the listening mode. But to be able to say, oh, yeah, I was on the phone this morning with a colleague whose name is Herb Rapp, and he's an amazing author, and he's the head tennis pro at the Bally's Resort in Las Vegas, and he was talking about, he shared with me, make it personable. Let your prospect, because here's exactly what Judy said, that she gets frustrated because the prospects that she's talking to don't understand it or they don't believe it. Well, let's leverage some of these calls we're on. I was on the phone this morning with a gentleman who, I don't know how to describe him, but he was a newspaper guy. And he built his little company up to 11 newspapers, and then he sold them for like buku bucks, and his family was like filthy rich. But he was telling me, you see the difference? Rather than saying, well, while I was showering today, I was listening to this pre-recorded, you know, conference call from a year and a half ago, and this guy who teaches, it's a totally different thing. I'm not lying. I was on my phone. I was listening to Marty on my phone while I was on top of a ladder or while I was shoveling snow or while I was in the rain locker shower. But it's just in how we present it. Adds credibility and allows us, as people present their needs, we can tailor make it instantaneous, because Roger Drummer taught us continually that if we're constantly in the mode of improving ourselves, this five pillars concept, we've got to teach ourselves. We've got to be continually looking for what the research says. That's why, for me, it's a lot of fun to do a presentation with Larry, because, man, Larry is really, really good about explaining, sometimes to the point where these people look at him and go, you're speaking Greek. But he brings it right back, and he says, does that make sense? And if they say no, or they say yes just to humor him, then he'll take it a different way. But again, last night for me, the difference between durable goods and consumable goods.
Excellent.
Nikan has both. And we can realize. So I want to encourage you. I'm not saying don't get on a conference call, don't do this, but be an active listener. When you're watching a YouTube video, make it count. Refer to it. I'm constantly, we have to be educating ourselves, because otherwise we become very stagnant. And I don't think I told any of y'all that Dave Johnson asked me to be his guest on the Morning Rev last Wednesday on Valentine's Day, because it's me. I get tired of listening to me. You guys don't need to listen to Vance anymore. But figure out how to do it. And as I stated from the very, very beginning, a year and a half ago when we started this, if you've got an appointment, you've got something that will trump even this time slot, take it. People should always trump a conference call. Live people. Don't fall into the 21st century or the millennial mentality of when you see a call coming in and you're listening or you're watching a YouTube and say, oh, I'll call them back. Pause it. If it's on a screen or if it's, most of these are always recording. Put precedent on people. Please, for the sake of your business, it's huge. So,
Dan?
Yes, Linda, go ahead.
I'd love to add one quick thing. I know we're winding up. To tie on a little bow regarding the durable and consumable, which I think is brilliant, when I go, like I'm going to this Northwest Women's Conference I mentioned on the weekend, so Saturday and Sunday, I'll probably just go Saturday. Whenever I go to events like that, whether I'm a presenter or an attendee, I take three things.
Mm-hmm.
I always two that are consumable and one that's durable. And this is what they are, because they're easy to travel with. I always take a pair of insoles that I can throw on the floor, and I've done demonstrations in malls and all sorts of things. People gather around. It's a lot of fun. I always take insoles, and I love the mags, the M-strides, M-steps in particular. I always take CM cream samples that come with the postcards, and I always have my label on there, a little postcard about who there is a company, so they don't think we're just giving out samples of cream. And I also take the duct tape. And those two, you know, the duct tape and the cream, they're going to run out of those. And, of course, the insoles you might get here and there. But it opens up conversation, and that's how I take the little surveys that used to be on Cindemori CD-ROM that give a quick little view of, are you hurting in your back, or what is your sleep like, do you care about water? that has information of how to reach people. Could I have your email? Could I have your phone number? Do you take texts? And that's how I get the names. And then I probably will be meeting women from all over the place. We may not even be in the same city, but that's how I get names to have future phone calls and calls over the phone and such. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
You know, Linda, what you're saying, you remind me of exactly what Ruth Lowe does. Ruth is one of the top. She was part of the Team Kaizen group in 2017.
Yes.
All of her contacts are cold market.
Wow.
Totally cold market. She's lived in a variety of cities since she's been in Nikken, and everybody that she brings into Nikken is cold. These are people that she meets out in wherever. I mean, she lives in San Diego, so it's always warm, and she just goes out. She really, really does. And as you heard on Lesson 6, the testimony that Linda Morris gave, Linda Morris, not just Linda that just spoke.
Just kind of missing her. My name is
Jeff. But I love that story that William Todd talked about, the analogy, man wait on hillside long time for roast duck to fly in. Yeah, social media is great.
Yes.
But the people that we really, really want to connect with, we owe it to them to get in front of them. And let me just share one quick thing. Larry and I did an in-home last Thursday night, and it didn't play out the way neither one of us wanted it to. But the flip side is, I followed it up with an email, sent a couple water videos. The gal responded back, "Hey Vance, I watched those. I really see that Nikken spends the time researching and has developed this product. What are the dimensions of the waterfall?" I wrote her back. She wrote back, "Well, it's too big to go where I want to put it, but please go ahead and order it for me and three pack of those filters."
Wow.
And I'm thinking, that was so cool. I still have yet to talk to her on the phone. I put the order in this morning, and then I emailed her, and I said, "Hey, you're going to get an email, two different emails," and I explained it all to her, when the items ship, and the grand total is this much. A couple hours later, she emails me back and says, "Do you want me to drop the check in the mail? And if so, what address?" I wrote her back, "I'll tell you what. What's Thursday or Friday look like for you? Because your unit will arrive on Thursday. I'd like to come over and show you and Gunner," that's her son, "how to set it up, and I'll pre-soak a filter. So all we gotta do is drop it in, and you're ready to drink. Other than flushing two cycles too. Don't worry. I'm not gonna let her drink the carbon dust water." She said Thursday would be great, but only if you bring Addie. Oh.
And you will have you sell.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I'll bring the kids. If I can get a sale, I'll bring the kids. But, you know, I thought this was so much fun. It really, really was a lot of fun. But we have to listen to what they're saying. She wanted to know the dimensions. That was her big thing. But then she realized the value of it is worth far more than whether or not it's going to fit where I think it's going to fit. And here's a gal who understands the value of good water because she's a cancer thriver. There's no such thing as a cancer survivor. It's a cancer thriver. They thrived upon that terrible experience, and they decided to keep on living. So, again,
what video did you send?
What
video did you send?
The same ones that I forwarded to you Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gary Nealenis is so detailed. Yeah, no wonder people think it's a good idea to have it.
Yeah, go use stuff that you're comfortable with, but if people don't watch it, it doesn't do any good. But again, follow up. I didn't have to follow up with her because she immediately, within a few hours, emailed me back. But I loved her comment about Nikken obviously has researched this and they've done, what needs to be done. So that it was just a really neat experience for me to see that. So anyways, so I hope my little exercise with the group here, how many conference calls, how many Zooms we're on, I hope we walked away with that helped us understand.
Yeah.
That we can bury ourselves in education, but until we reciprocate and get that out there,
mm-hmm.
the practical aspects of it. Let me share with you one more story that came as a really neat compliment to me yesterday. And I don't know how to say this because it really, really was very, very scary. Probably nobody else but me on the line is going to have the opportunity to drive a 40,000-pound fire engine coming back from a car accident on the interstate in blizzard, whiteout snow conditions. I didn't really want to do it, but when the assistant chief says, hey, why don't you drive back to the station? You just follow his lead. Okay. The snow is coming down. The higher up we go back to the station, the slipperier it is getting. He enables the throwdown chains, but engine's going sideways the other way, and he says, why don't you, instead of going that way, go this way? And I said, don't trust me, I'm going that way. We get to the top, so we're back on flat ground, and one of my colleagues who joined the department the same time I did a year and a half ago, he says, Vance, that was pretty impressive. And I said, well, I'm glad you're impressed because I'm up here sweating in my boots. But it hit me at that moment. I went through an anti-skid training years ago at the Pendleton Airport in a 25,000-pound rig, and they simulated what it would feel like to drive in conditions like that. I really didn't want to ever have to apply that training. But I'm so glad I did the course when I did several years ago. An extreme analogy, yes, but the bottom line is this. On all these different conference calls and all these different things that we take part in, the sooner we apply it and get over that fear factor, the better off we'll be. But I don't want to. Trust me when I say I don't want to drive a vehicle of that size again in those conditions. It's not something I want to brag about. But I learned a valuable lesson through the process. And I don't want anybody to know that, oh yeah, Vance knows how to drive in the snow. No, Vance does not know how to drive in the snow. Because then confidence sets in, and then all of a sudden I'm putting a $400,000 rig in jeopardy. I don't want to be that guy. Taking information like what we learn on these calls and on these Zooms and immediately applying, I would much rather go that route. So, I hear my buddy, my colleague, rocking Rick Murphy in the background. He's already started. Some of you jump on his call right now, so I'm going to let you do that. As always, if there's anything I can do, and I messed up last week, Dr. Melanie Caldwell, not Rachel, but what's Rachel's mom's name? I can see her face. Brand new member of Team Kaizen.
Sandy.
No, not Sandy. Who are the three gals that you lined up to be on this Saturday's call?
Michelle.
Dr. Melanie Caldwell, chiropractor. Danzig. Sherry Danzig.
Sherry.
Sorry. And I don't know what the third one's name is, but three medical professionals, Saturday AM this weekend. Be there, be square, invite somebody. Let's see if we can blow the numbers up a bit. Not to validate my reason for having the call, but let's have some fun with it. It'll be good, and it'll be a lot less of Vance and more of them. Okay? And if you missed Pam...
What is the number to call for the
the person you just said, no.
For Rick Paul? I was going to go silent and let Jeannie answer that. I don't, because I usually am running out the door right now or getting ready to eat dinner and then run out the door. So I know it's on pathfinders.biz, Molly.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. For
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And if you missed the interview with Pam Shands on Saturday, really fun, fun, brand new to Nikan. Really, really neat story.
Awesome.
And again, all on Saturday AM Live. And I'm not exaggerating when I refer to her as the daycare goddess. Okay? And I don't have any secret thing going on with her. Trust me, I just met her a few weeks ago on the phone. But I was just taken by her just dynamic personality and what she brings to Nikan. And I think that's a story that you can leverage in the variety of things that she's experienced in just a very short amount of time.
Thank you, Ann.
You're very welcome. I was waiting for that, and then we'll wrap it up.
Thank you,
Ann. Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Happy President's Day, and we will talk to you, if not before, on Saturday morning, and if not then, a week from now, when we discuss lesson number 7. Thanks again.
Have a good day.
Stay warm.